introduce you to the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here, CC, Craig Counsell, manager for the Chicago Cubs. How we doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Now, we want to introduce Chicago to you, or introduce you to Chicago, I should say. Not only are you a big league manager, you're a former big league player. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it's the best job in the world, you know, and feel very lucky to have been part of, you know, the game at the highest level for a long time, but just more so just feel, you know, blessed to have been able just to work in baseball in a game for my entire life. And so, you know, you feel grateful for that for sure.
So what were some of your highlights as a player?
Well, certainly I think being on two World Series teams is absolutely the highlight. You know, those are strong memories, you know, I think it's a big challenge, and it's really hard to do, and the fact that you can do it one or two or two times is pretty special. And then I think just being part of a team, you know, that's one of the best parts about doing this is you get to be part of a team, you get to be a teammate. And that is a really fun thing, and it's a unique thing in life to get to be a teammate for this long.
So did you get the ring?
I got two of them.
You got two rings?
I got two of them, yeah.
I don't see you wearing the rings.
I've never worn. I wore the rings the first time I got a ring from the Marlins. I wore it for a little bit, and it was just brought too much attention. I didn't need the attention.
You know, when I was scouting, we hang around other scouts, and the ones that had real serious rings, they wore their rings, and you know, it would stand out. Now, you know, you're supposed to be out there showing the ring off that.
I mean, to each his own, I understand it. But I've seen that in the scouting world for sure. But I like to fly under the radar a little bit.
So how is it that you get two rings, and some guys, stars of the game, never get the that quest in the game to that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in this for 30 years, so I got two in 30 years, so that's not some incredible statistic, but two as a player, I got two the first 4 years I was playing, and I thought it was going to be easy, and it's been 25 years since the last one.
30 years in the game, I thought you was only 13.
Well, that's a good thing. When you get a little older, you want that compliment. Thank you.
So how do you make that transition from a player over to being a manager? I mean, is the player always in you?
The player's always in you. I mean, I was fortunate. I was 41 when I retired from Major League Baseball, or I wasn't good enough anymore. You take your pick. And so probably the last couple of years, I was thinking about, and I was kind of a coach anyway already, to a lot of the players. I mean, I could have been the dad of some of the players when you're 41 years old. So I was thinking about it already, and then, you know, I did some other things in the game, but I love the dugout, I love the action, I love the adrenaline, I love the winning and losing every day, and it's fun, man, and you can't get enough of it.
And, you know, baseball has its historic moments, and its history-making moments, but I mean, managing the Chicago Cubs, in reality, the Cubs, the Yankees, Dodgers are America's team. I mean, what is it like to be a part of a historic organization like this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get reminded of it every day. And it's really from when you go on the road, the fans, you see the Cubs, the number of Cubs fans that show up for a road game. And then when you go to Wrigley, man, like, it's just, you know, it's an experience. It really is. And it is a place where you can fall in love with baseball. Mm-hmm. You need to be at Wrigley one day in your life. I actually wasn't there that much before I played, even though I grew up in Milwaukee close by. But it's just a magical place, and every day it's a special day when you're at Wrigley.
And, you know, I was there when the Cubs won the World Series in Cleveland, and I mean, when we came back and they had the parade, I mean, I couldn't believe it myself.
Yeah.
How many fans were out there on the streets? I mean,
yeah.
Do you realize how much of an icon you would become in Chicago to give us another World Series?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I drove down here today, and, you know, usually from Wrigley you take Lakeshore Drive to get here, but there was a lot of traffic, so I went through the city a little bit more. And you know, you realize what a great place this is and how big it is and how many, you know, there's Cubs fans the whole way down here. You're seeing people wearing Cubs hats. So it's important to people. It's meaningful. And the Cubs are special. And it's really Wrigley Field that makes it special. Mm-hmm. But the Cubs are a special organization for sure.
Crosstown series. I mean, and again, I coach high school college ball. And I know the routine is just another game. But I mean, emotionally, especially the crowds cheering like they was last night and like they will at Wrigley, I know it brings a special energy to not only the players but the managers.
Yeah, I mean, we all want juice for the games, man. You want vibe, you want juice, and you know this game is going to offer it. And I think that gives players something a little extra. There's no question about it. And, you know, we're thankful for it. It's, in a weird way, it's easier playing in front of that crowd than a smaller crowd. You might think the opposite, but it's just easier because it gets you locked in and motivated and things like that. So we're thankful for it, and it's fun, and it's great for the fans. And when you can sit next to, you know, whether it be a mom and a dad or a buddy that rooting for the opposite team, and you're sitting together wearing different jerseys, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got a historic history in this game. Who were some of the players that mentored you along the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, so many. I mean, everybody you run across, I always think, like, you should take something from everybody and get something from everybody. So, you know, some of the managers in the game, Pat Murphy, the Milwaukee Brewers manager, was my college coach. So he had a huge impact on me. You know, my dad played professional baseball. My mom was a farmer in northern Wisconsin, so she, you know, her work ethic is definitely in me. Walt Weiss, who manages the Atlanta Braves, was a big influence on me as a young professional player. And then, you know, later in my career, ran across, like, I mean, I always think of Prince Fielder, and I was older at the time, and he was young, and learning just somebody like a future star kind of coming into the game and what he's going through and trying to help him navigate that in a way that that I could be the best, you know, kind of service to him was a lot of fun for me. So even though I might have felt like the mentor, I thought he was mentoring me in a lot of ways.
Last question. Now, I always ask the player when it's first time on my show, what was it like when they got their call to the big leagues, walked in the locker room for the very first time and saw the uniform hang up? I'm going to flip the script on you. What was it like when you got that first managing job and you walked into that office and realized, I'm the head honcho now?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was – mine was a little different because most managers get hired in the off season and you got kind of 4 months to prepare for it. I was hired on a Saturday afternoon, and – Monday was the first game. So, you know, you really just, you rely on your instincts at that point, and you just try to be yourself and do what you think is right. Simple as that. And that's what you still try to do. You got to be yourself. You can't trick people into that. It's who you are. The one thing that this job exposes is, like, it's you. You got to talk to people too much. You got to talk to media. You got to talk to players. You better be yourself, and you better be honest with them, because if you're not, it just don't last.
Did you cry when you got your job?
No.
Come on, no, man. You look like a crier.
No, I'm not a crier. I'm not a crier. I wish I was a crier, to be honest with you.
Coach on the road with the man, CC, Craig Council. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.